my gosh.
Hey, everyone. I'm Oksana.
And I'm Rebecca.
Not really. I'm actually Rebecca.
She's actually just making fun of me because last time I tried to do that thing where I was like, this is Rebecca. And then she would go,
I'm Oksana.
No.
She totally, she said my name by accident.
Yeah.
Because she was trying to introduce me. And she just sort of messed up. So last week's intro was hilarious.
Thanks. But I'm glad. I hope you guys think that my fuck-ups are funny.
We will be making a lot of those on this podcast.
Oh, yeah.
So please laugh with us and not at us. I mean, if you do, it's not like we'll ever be able to tell.
Exactly.
But, you know, we're cool about it.
Yeah, we hope you're laughing with us instead of at us. I know we sound kind of crazy, but...
Starting off this week's perfidious episode.
Woo-woo.
Woo-woo. So, Oksana.
Yes?
What is a really weird conspiracy that you learned about this week?
Have you ever heard of the Mandela Effect?
No.
No, my goodness. Okay, so it basically started off with Nelson Mandela. He was the president of South Africa for a while, then he got jailed. So he was jailed, I think, for like 8 years or maybe more. When he was jailed, people thought that they saw him out and about, like in the rest of the world, whereas he was actually in jail. So from that sprung this thing called the Mandela Effect, where people think that they see something or read something or hear something when it's actually something different.
Oh.
Fun fact, do you know how Fruit Loops is actually spelled?
Is it O-O-T?
I think, actually, I'm going to look it up. Just because I'm not 100% sure, I think it is F-R-O-O-T, but that's one example. Some people think it's fruit, like how you actually spell fruit, like F-R-U-I-T, loops, and then...
But it's O-O-T.
Yeah, it's O-O-T.
Oh my God.
Yep.
Was fruit trademarked? And they just couldn't
Maybe.
Use it.
Is fruit trademarked? Hey Siri, is fruit trademarked? But yeah, that's just one example. Like there's so many different... Like, there's pretty much a Mandela effect for almost anything you can think of.
Oh, my God. I'm trying to think if I've ever had that.
On the Mandela effect. Do you remember the Berenstain Bears?
Yes.
When you were a kid? That was one of my favorite shows.
Don't ruin the Berenstain Bears for
I'm
me.
Not.
Okay.
And this is the Mandela effect.
Okay.
In full swing. So, is it Berenstain? Can you see my laptop?
Yep.
Is it Berenstain with an E or Berenstain with an A? Which one is it?
It's not Berenstain.
Are you sure?
Oh my goodness. Is it
Are you
is
sure?
it Steen or is it Stain? Is it It's Stain.
It's Stain with an A.
Guys, I'm mind blown.
Right?
Because I always thought it was E I N.
It's insane.
Yeah.
That's how I always read it and
Berenstain.
And they sound almost identical.
Except one sounds like they got stains on their clothes.
That's true.
And one is Berenstain, which is a name.
Yeah. So yeah, it's Berenstain, not Berenstain.
Whoa.
Isn't that wild?
I don't understand.
Me neither. It's also another name for the Mandela effect is false memory. So it's like you remember things different from how they actually are.
Oh my God. I actually did learn about this.
Did you?
I learned about it in my psych class in second year university.
Ah, look at that.
Oh my God. Because we were talking about like perceived memories,
mm-hmm.
and how your memories change, and especially by the way that you every time you remember something you change it just a little bit.
Yeah.
So like you never have your full memory, you never have the exact memory of what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think there was even studies that even when people have like what's the memory thing when you have a photographic memory.
Ah,
even
there you
that,
go.
Like, there's always going to be something different.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it could be a color that's different. It could be a person that's different. Like, it still can be messed up.
Right.
Even though that's, like, proven to be, like, an amazing thing.
Hmm.
I know eidetic because I have eidetic memory.
Right.
And it's, like, I can see things, but not the words on them.
Yeah.
And
no,
so
I think I have that, too.
It's so weird.
Interesting.
But, yeah, like, I don't know if we, like, said that that's what it was called. I think we may have said it once, but, like, of course, no one in my class really cared.
Right. Like, that's fair.
We were all just trying to pass that class.
Oh, I get it. I understand. Also, it was rough. One more example. You've seen Forrest Gump?
No, I haven't.
You haven't?
I know. Don't kill me.
I mean, I haven't either.
Oh.
I haven't either. But
you
like,
okay, then.
Well, and? There's the famous quote, life is like a box of chocolates.
Oh, yeah. I know that quote.
Is it life is a box of chocolates or life was a box of chocolates?
I want to say that it's, if he said was, it has to be if life was. Not, because, like, you wouldn't say that if life is, you'd say if life was.
Mm-hmm.
But without the if, I can't tell.
Right.
Those are I want to say is. But I know that's going to be wrong.
I actually don't know. Let's look.
What is it?
It says, the answer in this reality is if. Oh, life was a box of chocolates, but there's no if in front of it.
Dang it.
For some reason.
Me and his grammar is horrible in that movie.
That's true.
Like, I haven't seen it, but when I went to New York, I went to Bubba Gump's.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was good. But they have all the main sayings from that movie written in paint around mm-hmm. the restaurant.
Cool.
And so, like, I know the quotes,
mm-hmm.
but I'm a quote person, too. But,
yeah. I mean,
we are completely off topic, sort of.
Kinda, sorta. Oh my gosh, today we're talking about celebrity conspiracies, and I'm so excited because they're so freaking weird.
We were looking at a few of these before we started recording,
yeah.
And oh my god, people don't know.
People just like to make up a bunch of random shit and throw it on the internet for everybody else to read.
But we love it because
oh,
we
yeah.
can talk about it.
Right? It's freaking crazy.
It is perfect.
So good. And it's perfect for this podcast because it's probably super untrustworthy.
Yeah.
But it's fun to talk about.
None of these, like, please take into consideration that these ones, especially when they are celebrity
mm-hmm.
conspiracies, they're just like some that we looked up, even were just like someone went on YouTube and started talking about it and it either went viral or not.
Mm-hmm.
So even we don't know how legit these conspiracies are.
And there's really no way to find out.
Yeah, no. But at the same time, it is hilarious, the kind of conspiracies that people think of.
Like, yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah.
I think we're gonna keep the big one for the end.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah,
we're keeping that. We already know exactly which one we're talking about.
Yeah.
That we just got really excited about.
Oh yeah.
So we're gonna go off on the bizarre ones first.
Yeah.
So I see you have 10 bizarre celebrities.
I do. This is from a website called Listverse.
Ooh.
And basically the article is just called 10 Bizarre Celebrity Conspiracy Theories.
Ooh.
Wow. So the first one that comes up here is just popular celebrities that are part of the Illuminati. A bunch that you never would really think of, like Nicki Minaj.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me?
Oh, well, I mean, maybe.
Have you seen any of her music videos?
I have. They're pretty wild.
The amount of, like, triangles. Like, I've actually seen a few videos where it was, like, debunking people's music videos and, like, talking about the Illuminati.
Oh, really?
And it was literally, like, watching the whole music video, but every time they saw a triangle, they'd circle it in the video. And you would just, like, see circle, circle, circle. Eye. It's an eye. It's not
I
even
mean,
a triangle.
Triangles
it's an
are
eye.
Also a pretty popular shape.
Yeah, but when you have, like, a triangle with a, like, circle in the middle, then
okay, that gets suspicious.
Yeah.
That definitely gets suspicious. But yeah, so Nicki Minaj is one, Billy Joel, Justin Bieber, Madonna, Katy Perry, Paul McCartney, Kanye West and Kim K, Jay-Z, Angelina Jolie, LeBron James.
Ooh.
And he's a basketball guy, right?
Yeah. Well,
okay.
I think LeBron James is basketball.
Okay, we don't know much about sports.
Yeah, we are.
Clearly.
Like, if you want us to talk about sports conspiracies, we will bring in a guest because we know
oh, yeah.
nothing.
We'll bring in Riley.
Oh, that would be amazing.
That would be so much. Hey, Riley, if you're Riley Malinowski, because there's two Rileys. Riley Malinowski, if you're listening to this, would you like to be a guest on our show?
Because we will totally bring you in.
We will.
And it'll be a great time.
And you can talk about sports conspiracies because we know nothing about sports. So that's one. I know, oh no, that's not the Illuminati. what's his face? Not John Travolta. Somebody else was part of Scientology for a while.
Tom Cruise?
Tom Cruise, that's it.
Oh, my goodness.
Why did I say John Travolta?
Okay.
Well, I don't know.
I thought that there was some, like, talk there might have that been. He was joining that,
there might
too.
Have been. But yeah. Tom Cruise was part of Scientology for a while. He's not anymore, I don't think. I think
celebrities just need to believe in something.
Yep.
No matter what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, did you ever see the... it was someone created a religion with Cthulhu, which is like
no.
a big squid, like octopus thing.
Yeah, I know who Cthulhu is.
Yeah. It was... Oh, and there was also the spaghetti monster.
Oh, the flying spaghetti monster.
Yeah, that was a religion.
That...
Guys, look that up.
Yeah.
Because that is hilarious.
I would like to join the flying spaghetti monster religion, please.
Yeah.
Also, can I eat him? Because I love spaghetti.
No.
Please.
You do not eat your god.
Can I just give him a little slurp?
It's just so weird that out of all the celebrities, it was Tom Cruise.
Right? I mean, like, I don't know much about Tom Cruise, but
also,
I don't know.
Do you ever think about how short he is?
Tom Cruise?
Yeah.
No, how short is he?
Oh, my God. Like, I think he's, like, 5'6 or something.
That? Oh, interesting. That's not much taller than me.
Right?
I'm only 5'2". Hmm.
Because I remember my mom, she was, like, a middle school teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was always... like, had to do, like, these things with about celebrities for her kids.
Yeah.
And she was, like, looking up a bunch of celebrity heights
because mm-hmm.
she was going to use it in, like, a math problem. And she literally looked at me and she was like, Robert Downey Jr. short?
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, yeah.
We all knew that.
And then Tom Cruise. Did you know that he had to wear platform shoes for some of the Iron Man movies, though?
Oh, Robert Downey Jr.? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Honestly, that's hilarious. I love Robert Downey Jr., though.
Okay, I'm terrible with meters.
Me too. I can see her.
Tom Cruise is 1.7 meters.
Someone do the math for us.
So with a quick...
oh my God.
With a quick Google. So 1.7 meters is 5.57 feet. So...
oh my God.
He's my height. Maybe
he's
a
so little.
Smaller.
Oh my goodness. Sorry, Tom Cruise. We're just digging into you. But... oh,
but
that's
sorry,
too
that,
funny.
That's hilarious.
Oh. Sorry, Tom Cruise.
But I mean, you do great in the Mission Impossible movies. Like, I am
oh, yeah.
a fan.
I've never seen those movies.
Oh, girl, you're getting the death glare right now.
Oops.
I was raised on MacGyver and Mission Impossible.
I know
so.
Who MacGyver is.
Okay.
I've never seen...
if you want, I have all 8 seasons
oh,
on DVD.
God. Yes. I have so much to watch already, but I don't care.
What is the next conspiracy on your little list there?
There's a few here. There's one that I'm just straight up not going to mention because, I mean, I've sworn already, but it's definitely not PG-13.
Yeah.
So we're not going to mention that. So we're going to skip. We're going to skip a few. We're going to go to number 6 on this list, which is that Melania Trump is being held hostage, which I 100% believe. I don't think she is with Donald Trump willingly
yeah.
at all.
I just love the death glare she gives in every photo that
right?
she's ever
right?
been in.
There was one video that I saw once that she, what was it? She or he went to go like hold her hand or something and she like swatted him away. And I was like, ooh, get it, girl. You tell him.
No public affection for you.
No, I mean, in the photo that they have here, they're holding hands, but still. Still.
Yeah.
It's...
I just... No. I have to laugh at that because, like, honestly, do you remember the news stories about how they lost Melania?
No.
They lost her.
What?
Basically, she was, like, hiding out in one of the, like, presidential buildings.
Mm-hmm.
And she just didn't want to talk to anyone, I think. And so she just hid from them.
Me.
I'm just like,
I would do that.
It was like a big thing where like the media just didn't know where she was. And it was like crazy because I kept asking. They're like, where is she? Is she in the hospital? Is like, what's going on? And apparently she was just in one of the buildings and just didn't leave because she didn't feel like talking to anyone.
That's amazing. Melania, you do you. I hope you're safe. If you need help, please reach out.
Yeah.
We'll help you. We'll come and get you. Bring you to Canada.
Oksana and I will...
Oh yeah,
we'll be your reinforcements.
We will personally come to the White House, pose as journalists.
Hey, we are journalists.
We are journalists.
Don't even
That's
say
true.
We're posing.
No, we're not posing. We will come and get you, and we'll take you to Canada, and you will be safe here.
And I know we say sorry a lot as Canadians, but sorry, not sorry.
Yeah, sorry, not sorry. Donald Trump, you do not deserve her. There's one that says that Lady Gaga killed someone.
She did on American Horror Story.
That's true, she did. But this is like real life.
Oh.
Like real life killed someone. Let me see here. Apparently, Gaga killed a former up-and-coming pop star named Lena Morgana in order to steal her style.
Oh, pff. That is just someone creating a conspiracy just to, like, bash someone's competency and their...
Oh, yeah.
Like, she's up-and-coming. Like, she... Everyone knew her as, like, the weird pop star when she came in. And, like, I know I've watched and I've read so many different interviews of her. And, like, when she came into the music scene, like, that persona was strictly because her producers and the execs didn't believe that she'd make it on just her voice.
Oh.
And so they believed that she had to, like, especially because Katy Perry was like an up-and-comer at the same time.
Yeah.
And she was like wearing cupcakes on her boobs and like all this kind of stuff. And so they were like, you need to be like that. You need to be crazy. You need to be out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so like that's why her music was like so, oh, like all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But I mean, Just Dance is a bop.
That's true.
Just
that's
Dance,
true.
Poker Face.
Oh.
I love me some Poker Face.
I used to jam out, I think it was Lady Gaga's song, Disco Stick. Oh, I used to jam out to that as like an 8-year-old. Now I know what it means.
I don't know if that was like the song's name, but I know that she's like the lyrics. Like,
oh, yeah. We're not going to say it because we're going to keep it PG. But yeah. I used to
it
jam
was
out.
Funny though. Like, but it's interesting because there were so many stories coming out when she was, like, up and coming because, like, oh, they thought that she was a part of the Illuminati because she's so crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, like, even some of her videos, yeah, they, like, really looked like it.
Yeah.
But it was a persona that all these people were pushing on her because they didn't believe in her, like, how good she was. They didn't believe that she could actually make it as a singer.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, like, have you heard her sing jazz?
Oh my god, I have. Holy fucking shit.
She's so good.
I know, it's insane.
I still haven't seen A Star is Born.
Oh, me neither, actually.
But I don't need to watch that movie to know that she did amazing.
And I think it was, I don't remember how many years ago, but I think it was Lady Gaga, actually, who sang something from The Sound of Music. In honor of Julie Andrews.
Oh, I think I remember seeing that. It was like a special that they were doing. Like,
I think
it was
on like, it was a tribute and it was on some awards show.
Yeah.
Might have been the Oscars or something like that.
It was something, yeah.
But yeah, I remember watching her sing that and my mind was blown because she's trained.
Yeah. She's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And even, like, her face, because, like, people were also mocking her because of her nose and that kind of stuff.
Oh, whatever.
And it was just interesting because of the fact that, like, no, like, I love her nose. It makes me think of, what's her name? I always think Audrey Hepburn because it's, like, that, like, time.
Yeah.
But it's definitely, she does not look like Audrey Hepburn. She looks like, Barbara Streisand.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see it.
And so, like, since I'm a big musical theater fan, of course, I, like, automatically go to that. But I'm just like, girl, you get that. You are amazing. You sound amazing.
Sure.
But I don't think that she killed someone just to, like, steal their style.
Oh, no. I doubt it. Also, I think a bunch of the rest of these on this list are the same as yours.
Ooh.
So we don't have to talk about the, or oh,
we're gonna
we
talk.
Can just dive into them. There's one here that says that the Beatles never existed. There was a movie about that.
That it came out like what, a couple months ago?
Yeah, it's called Yesterday. I haven't actually seen it, but it looks good.
The trailer looked really good.
Yeah, Ed Sheeran's in it.
Yeah.
A bunch of other people are in it. But yeah, it just says basically Beatles are dead. Body doubles.
Oh my god.
The whole nine yards.
Oh, like the things that people will think of. My list I obtained from 17.com.
Ooh. Like, oh, the teen girls magazine.
Did you ever have a subscription for 17?
Not 17, but my grandma used to get me and my brother subscriptions to this thing called Owl Magazine when we were younger.
Okay.
Yeah. It was more, like, geared towards kids and, like, preteens.
Oh, no. But like, I my mom, since she was a teacher, she always had, like, the magazine orders for the teachers. Because they got discounts and the students didn't. So, on this 17 website, I have an article by Stacey Grant.
Ooh, hi, Stacey.
Where it's titled, Seven Insane Celeb Clone Imposter Theories.
Ooh.
So, first off, we sort of touched on this, like, before we started doing this podcast. But Post Malone and Justin Bieber.
The same person? Question mark?
Or someone who is neither of them that is singing for them.
Interesting.
So the conspiracy theory is that someone figured out, and it was probably some DJ who was like messing around with the audio levels.
Probably.
But if you tune down a Justin Bieber song, it sounds exactly like Post Malone. And if you pitch up a Post Malone song, it sounds exactly like Justin Bieber.
Huh.
So we obviously know that Post Malone and Justin Bieber are not the same person.
No, they've definitely been in the same room together.
Like, same room together. Like, I'm literally looking at a picture on this website where they're just staring at each other's eyes.
There's so romantic.
Yeah, it looks very romantic. But there's a huge, like, weight difference, height difference.
Oh, for sure.
All this kind of stuff. But could it be that, especially because Justin Bieber, like, he did fall off the face of the earth for a little bit.
That's true.
As he was having his little downward spiral. but could it be that when he started getting back into music, that it was someone else voicing him?
That's possible.
Because he did have his, like, voice change. Like,
yeah.
Because, I mean, he started off really young, and of course he was going to have a voice change.
Mm-hmm.
But what if someone is now singing for him, and it's the same person as Post Malone?
Interesting. That would, I can see that making sense, because, like, I don't remember when he dropped off the face of the earth for a while, but that was a little bit after his voice changed, I guess. So then when he came back, however long it was, maybe his voice had changed so much that, I don't know, maybe he just didn't sound good anymore.
Maybe, or, like, I mean, he had the monkey issue, remember?
Yeah.
There was the monkey issue. There was a DUI thing going on. He was partying a lot.
Yeah.
And, like, it was all after he started, like, finally his voice was dropping. So if maybe the producers are like, no, we're still making money off of you,
yeah,
but you don't sound good anymore, like, you don't have the voice we want anymore, so we're just gonna hire this other person who's gonna sing for you. And then it just happens to be the same person as Post Malone.
Interesting.
I don't personally listen to Post Malone.
Me neither.
Not even really Justin Bieber. I mean, I listen to Ed Sheeran, and they collaborated.
Yep.
So I, like, know what he sounds like now, but, like, it definitely is different than the Mistletoe days.
Oh, my God, I know. I mean, Mistletoe days, he was, like, what, 15?
Yeah, and, like, we don't even talk about the baby days.
Oh, my God, no. No, please, no. No. Just no.
But it's interesting just to, like, the pitching difference, like, I've watched a YouTube video where it talked about that, and, like, it is very interesting that just, like, the pitch difference.
Yeah.
So who knows? Like, there is no way to prove or disprove this unless they come out and say it.
Exactly.
But it is interesting to look at. So the next one on the list of 17 is that Miley Cyrus was killed by Disney.
Oh. Dun, dun, dun. Yeah, dun, dun, dun is right.
So they basically say, because she was like super sweet and innocent on Hannah Montana. Mm-hmm. And then we obviously all know that once like the Hannah Montana movie came out and the TV series ended. Did you ever watch the last season of Hannah Montana?
I think I did. They moved houses.
Yeah, because they went to college.
Yeah.
And so like that was like the tail end of like my teen years when I'm like, I should not be watching this anymore. I've cooler things to watch, like Vampire Diaries.
Right.
Like those kind of things. But at the same time, like, I remember, like, the big dramatic, like, I watched the last episode because it was, like, them saying goodbye because Hannah and Emily are, like, disbanding because they're both going to colleges and that kind of stuff. And it was super dramatic. But after that, that's when, like, Miley, like, went off the handle.
That's when we saw Wrecking Ball.
Oh, we saw more than Wrecking Ball.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
We saw, what was his name? They did the VMA performance.
Oh, Robin Thicke?
Yeah.
The guy who did Blurred Lines, the incredibly sexist and rapey vibe song.
Oh, yeah. And so, like, especially after that, so, like, that was, like, really soon after. And, like, all the twerking and stuff.
Oh,
like,
God.
It started, like, right after that.
Yeah.
And, like, she was obviously, like, I remember one of her outfits where, like, she was wearing a bunny outfit, but it was obviously high. And I'm just like, Disney, what are you going to do about this?
Well, apparently Disney just killed her.
Apparently, like, this says that Disney allegedly killed her, dumped her body in the desert after this rebellious streak went too far. And I mean, like, she did go a little bit too far.
She did.
Let's be honest.
But why would they just dump her in the desert?
Because
there are so many better ways to get rid of a body.
Roxanna.
Hi. I know some things about getting rid of bodies, apparently.
I mean, I watched How to Get Away with Murder.
Yeah. You, actually, I saw this thing once on the internet, because of course.
Are we telling people how to get disposed of
bodies? I do not endorse murder. Just thought I'd put that out there. I do not endorse murder. But also, here's how to bury a dead body. So you dig a 10-feet deep hole. Okay.
Okay. And graves are 6 feet.
Yeah. So you dig 10 feet.
Okay.
Put the body at the bottom. Fill it up to about 6 feet. So fill it up 4 feet. And then put a dead animal over top.
That makes sense.
And then fill it back up to the top.
That makes sense.
Yep.
We have not killed anything or anyone. We will say that.
I don't have the capacity, that's what I'm trying to say, to kill someone.
Yeah, we are both you can't really tell from the podcast we've done so far.
No.
But we are both extremely empathetic.
Oh my God, yeah. So I cry over literally everything. If someone else is crying, I will cry.
I cried over a cat this morning. It was so cute. Aww. And I was just so stressed out and I'm like, you're so beautiful. But anyways, so like apparently there's a conspiracy about how people cloned Miley Cyrus just to like continue everything. But I mean, like, I don't know if I can even really believe that, because I mean she did have like years of still going off the deep end. And, like, now, have you seen what's going on right now with her?
With her and Cody Simpson?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I mean,
thanks, Cosmopolitan.
Why, Cody?
I think.
You were a heartthrob for your one hit song.
He is a one hit wonder.
But now you look like a drug addict.
A little bit. I think for her, he's mostly like a rebound from Liam.
Well, and apparently people are saying that they're fake, too. And so they're just sort of like...
Who, Liam and Miley?
No, Miley and Cody.
Oh, I would believe that.
Like, they just want to, like, put up a front that she's over Liam kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Were they married?
Yes. they were.
Okay, and then they divorced.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember if they actually got married or if they were just engaged still.
No, like, and they were so sweet because, I mean, like, Miley was actually on the right track. Like,
she was. And then what happened?
Part two to this conspiracy, by the way. reptilian monsters.
Oh, my goodness.
They're, okay, like, we haven't touched about on this yet, but there's a very large U.S. conspiracy, because I've only seen it in the U.S.
Yeah.
That people believe that there are, like, there's an overlord of reptilian shapeshifter hybrid people.
Yep.
And that they're the ones who are going to take over the world. It's not going to be, like, computers or robots or...
It's going to be lizards.
Yep. Godzilla was right.
Yep. Honestly, there's only one person who I actually believe could maybe be a lizard person, and that is...
Justin Bieber.
Mark Zuckerberg. He looks like a lizard.
Oh,
okay. He acts like a lizard.
Yeah.
If you really think about it, the boy doesn't blink.
It's true.
And he's got big bug eyes. He is... I don't know. If you look at a picture, like a recent picture of Mark Zuckerberg, he looks like a lizard.
See, and I'm too big into, like, comics and, like, the Marvel universe.
Oh, my God, me too.
That, like, every time I see the reptilian thing, I automatically think about, like, the Green Goblin. And, yep. Like, both if you watch, like, any of the Spider-Man movies, if you watch The Amazing Spider-Man, like, I know so many people were just bashing that movie, but honestly, the graphics from that movie...
That's true.
...were amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the sort of branching from the guy becoming the Green Goblin,
mm-hmm.
like, that was phenomenal.
Yeah.
And, like, the acting in that was actually really, really well done because you could actually tell why this guy wanted to do it.
Yeah.
Some of the other movies, you're just like, no, they just have God complex and they just want to...
Oh,
ruin
yeah.
the world. But this guy, like, no, he actually, you could see the development in how he believed that we need a whole reptilian universe
mm-hmm.
in order to survive.
Yeah.
And so,
I mean, as
Marvel, did you create this conspiracy?
Yeah, maybe. Actually, ooh, no, they weren't owned by Disney then. I was going to say, no. Maybe it's all just Disney.
Disney rules
But they weren't
the world.
Owned by Disney at that point. Disney bought them out a few years later, I think.
Disney ruled the world.
Disney 100% rules the world. They're like the biggest corporation ever, or one of the biggest ever.
Ooh, ooh.
Ooh, I see which one you pulled up.
Number five on this list. I skipped a couple because they, A, don't make sense, and B, are just like dumb.
Yeah.
But, okay. So how much do you know about... I'm totally going to butcher this, but the JonBenet Ramsey.
JonBenet Ramsey? I know quite a bit.
Okay.
I love JonBenet Ramsey. That's one of my...
Give a little bit of a...
A little bit of a sprinkle of a background? A
sprinkle of a background.
Okay. So basically, there was this five or six-year-old girl named JonBenet Ramsey. She was
pageant queen.
Pageant queen, yep. She was a pageant queen, and on Christmas Eve, I don't remember the year exactly, but her parents called 911 saying... Our daughter has been murdered. Or our daughter is missing. Something along those lines.
I think she was missing and then they
missing and then
out
murdered.
That she was dead.
Yeah. And then, so police came, investigate, and they end up finding JonBenet's body in their wine cellar in their basement.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So now there is this, it's probably one of the most famous unsolved murders of our time because no one can figure out what happened. No one knows if it was an outside source that came in and murdered her. No one knows if maybe it was her parents, maybe it was her brother.
There's so many theories.
Yeah, there was some prisoner from, I want to say China, who admitted to the murder.
In China?
Something like that. I think he was in China. Or he was somewhere across the world, admitted to the murder, got brought back to America. Ooh, I just hit my mic. Got brought back to America for sentencing. Turns out he didn't actually do it. I think he just wanted basically a free pass back to America.
Oh, that... Anyone would do
that. Yeah, and there's also a ransom note written. Like, it was, like, 3 pages long.
Really?
And it was like 3 or 4 pages long. it was insane. And it was making all of these crazy demands, asking for very, very specific amounts of money, like specific to the parents' bank accounts. Like, this person must have known what was in their bank accounts.
So it was the parents.
Maybe. It was also, I don't know, I don't remember if this was just proven or not, but they tried to match the handwriting to the handwriting of JonBenet's mom.
Yeah. Well, and that's, I'm a big person where I really like graphology, which is, like, the study of handwriting.
Yeah.
And, like, that used to be the biggest deal. Like, just the idea that you can match someone's handwriting.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it blows my mind. Because they don't, it's a pseudoscience.
Yeah.
So, like, it's not like anyone teaches that anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm like, just give me a little bit. Just let me know.
Taste.
Like, because I know there's, like, depending on the curvature, you could be a psychopath.
Really?
Yeah.
I need to know that.
Like, I'll show you some stuff later. But okay, guys, look up graphology because it is insane.
That's crazy.
But like, I sort of know like that gist of like,
I don't think
they don't
was
know
actually
if it was both the parents, if it was just the mom or just the dad,
or even if it was like someone completely different. Like, they have no freaking idea.
Cause like, didn't it also happen in the winter?
Yeah, like,
I think
Christmas
Eve. There was something about how there were footprints that didn't make sense in the snow. And so, like, they thought that there was someone who came into the building. Mm-hmm. And, like, while the parents were looking, they just never looked in the basement because they didn't think she'd be down there.
Right.
And so, but he was, like, literally making all these ransom notes and everything from the basement.
Interesting.
And they just never caught it.
They did find the ransom note, I believe, was in the dad's study.
Yeah.
Or like, in his office or whatever.
Because, like, if he was in the building, he could just, like, go upstairs and drop it off and go back down.
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
Super easy. Mm-hmm. But we're sort of getting sidetracked on true crime because we also love that.
Oh, but I love true crime.
The conspiracy is that the child who is dead is not actually dead. She's Katy Perry.
Oh, my God.
Dun-dun-dun.
Dun-dun-dun.
It's crazy. Like,
that,
because I'm looking at side-to-side photos of JonBenet and Katy Perry. And I also know that Katy Perry is not her real name.
That's true. It's something else. I don't remember exactly what it is. It's Kat. I think her first name is, like, Catherine. Or maybe her middle name is Catherine.
But, like, it's just crazy. Like, the look. I know. Do we really know if what Katy Perry's true hair color is?
I don't think so. I mean, like, we could probably look it up.
The article says that she was kidnapped by the Illuminati. It's coming back at us.
Oh, my gosh.
Went into hiding and then returned to society as Katy Perry.
Katy Perry's a natural blonde, everybody.
Ooh.
I just looked it up. Also, JonBenet Ramsey, also a natural blonde.
Natural blondes. Oh, my goodness. It's just insane that, like, what? Katy Perry could be this mystery? Like,
yeah.
Like,
maybe JonBenet never actually died.
She might not have. Like, that's the biggest thing.
And her,
like,
maybe her parents just did that to get her out of pageantry.
Well, and I also
think, that's really extreme.
Yeah. I think that there was also a thing where the parents look alike. Like, JonBenet's parents have similar facial features as Katy's.
Oh, really?
Parents. So,
interesting.
I don't know. But that one is like a little fun little sprinkle of something. But
interesting.
Oksana.
Yes.
Do you know what time it is?
No.
It's time for the big finale.
Oh my gosh. I do know what time it is then.
We have one big conspiracy to end our podcast. And
I think I spoiled it last time.
Yeah, she started it, and
I started.
Just like, no. But it's super exciting because both of us are just, like, super pumped to talk about this because such a big conspiracy, and lots of people have heard of it, and, like, they just brush it off. But come on.
It's,
is it? Who is it, Oksana?
It's Avril Lavigne. And it's the conspiracy that Avril Lavigne died in...
What year?
2008.
Okay.
I think 2008, and was replaced by a clone named Melissa. The clone has a name.
You know, I have a special love for Avril Lavigne. since I actually, my first CD that I ever purchased on my own, because my parents kept buying me some Christian bop music.
Nice.
The first album I ever bought was Avril Lavigne. It was like the super grungy, like,
oh God,
just
yeah.
black album. It had like a poster inside.
Oh, that, those like, were I the put days. On my walls.
And my parents were like, devil. And I'm like, no.
The power of Christ compels you.
But no, like, I had this special love for her. And just, like, how emotional her music was, mm-hmm. especially for, like, when you're young, like, you automatically are just, like, you have no life experience. But then you're listening to music about life experience.
Yeah, and you're like, okay, now I know. You're like, now I know everything.
You're this child that's, like, screaming at the top of your lungs, I understand.
That was me with, what's her name? Hilary Duff.
Oh, yeah. Like, both of those, they were, like, back-to-back for me.
Yeah.
And Christina Aguilera.
I actually never got into Christina Aguilera as a kid.
Genie in a Bottle was, like, my young child jam.
Nice.
That was really inappropriate, but still really
Mine
good.
Was Disco Stick by Lady Gaga.
But
definitely not the name of the song, but you know what I mean.
And I mean, like, my parents were, like, super against me buying it. Like, they didn't know that I bought it because I was like, hey, can we go to Walmart? And then I just, like, bought it under
That's
the desk.
Such
and
a,
I was
like,
okay,
a,
thank you.
An early, no, late 2000s, not quite 2010s thing yet. Hey, can we go to Walmart? I need to go buy a CD.
Yeah, I need some new music. But, perfect. No, like, I have a special love for Avril Lavigne.
Me too. She was definitely one of my favorite early childhood artists.
Okay, so let's dive deep because I know what this conspiracy is,
mm-hmm.
and I just really don't know whether or not to believe it.
I know, it's super, I don't want to say it's super out there. It is kind of super out there, but...
But at the same time, it's not.
That's true, because there are so many other conspiracies with other celebrities that are not... identical but very similar, but this one has just been around for so long that it's like a staple in every celebrity conspiracy list.
I know, like, it's insane because, like, I don't know, like, she did have such a drastic change, and
That's
I know
true.
Like, there's so many people who are like, oh well, like, she gained weight, like, her face shape is different, and I'm like, okay,
that's
girl,
life.
Girl, you get older.
Exactly.
You
that's what happens.
Lose your baby face, so you, or like your baby fat, mm-hmm. so you obviously change. You gain weight because
yep.
life happens.
Yep. And we're women.
Exactly.
It happens.
Like, it's a thing that happens, and you can't just say that, like, someone died and they, like, put someone in her place just because of, like, a couple bodily changes.
Exactly. But
at the same time, her voice did change. And, like, at the same time, mm-hmm. again, we're girls. We understand that, yeah, voices change. My voice has changed 3 times in the last 3 years.
Oh, gosh.
Because my voice was lower than it is now.
Okay.
I had sinus surgery. My voice went up. Like, mm-hmm. I was high-pitched
Ooh.
For at least 3 weeks.
Like a chipmunk?
Or like it was insane. Even, like, guys, yes, voices change. Voices drop. You get the little funny little voice cracks.
Oh, yeah.
We get those too, boys.
I still get voice cracks.
We get those.
Yeah.
Like, we're just not as, like, abrupt or, like, messy as yours are because yours are hilarious.
That's true.
But ours, like, we do honestly get either a higher voice or a lower voice.
Mm-hmm.
And so with Avril Lavigne, just because her voice changed probably just meant age.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And, like, a woman's voice doesn't fully mature until she's close to 30.
I know. It's, like, 25 to 28.
Yeah.
It's, like, the realm of when your voice actually falls into where it's supposed to be.
Yeah, exactly.
And so, like, it's a big thing that, like, she went on hiatus from music for years.
Because
mm-hmm. she was, like, dating...
I don't know.
Dating Nickelback boy.
We don't like Nickelback.
I think it was like Chad Kroeger or something.
Oh, I don't know.
That sounds right. Please correct me if I'm wrong. But at the same time, like, she went on hiatus for a little bit. Her album before the Hello Kitty issue.
That was me puking, by the way.
I loved that album.
The one before the Hello Kitty?
Yeah.
Okay, like, I was puking at the Hello Kitty one.
Yeah. Oh, we don't talk about Hello Kitty.
No.
I'm sorry, Avril Lavigne or Melissa, whoever is.
Whoever you are. There's like, also, sorry, I'm just going to, like, deep dive into where this kind of came from.
Yes.
So, let me see here. Oh, actually, it says that Avril Lavigne was replaced by a lookalike named Melissa in 2003, not 2008.
Oh, I thought you said 2008. So
I did say 2008 before, but this one says 2003. Let me see here. Apparently, it came from, like, a Brazilian fan website.
Brazilian.
Interesting.
Who knew she had, like, a big fan base there?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is word for word from, this is The Guardian. So this is word for word from their article about this. So it says, the theory claims Lavigne, struggling with fame at the beginning of her career, began using a body double named Melissa. At some point, the real Lavigne is said to have died, so the record company replaced her with Melissa full-time. Quote-unquote proof has included Lavigne's red carpet shots. Lavigne wears trousers, Melissa prefers dresses and skirts, and supposed differences between the facial features of pre-2003 Lavigne and the current one. Theorists also believe Melissa has left clues in songs, such as Slipped Away, in which she sings, "The day you slipped away was the day I found it won't be the same." There was even a publicity shot in which Lavigne had Melissa written on her hand.
Well, and, like, one thing that I can see is, like, yes, celebrities do have body doubles. Like, that is a legit thing.
Yep.
Because they fend them, like, they fend the paparazzi off.
Yeah.
Like, they keep them away, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that there was a body double, like, that seems legit. Like,
yep.
That seems like that could actually happen. But as for, like, the going from trousers to dresses.
Just a style change.
Well, and this, it might not even be a style change, but I know, like, with Avril Lavigne, like, with her goth punk persona, like, it could just be, like, tomboy sort of, especially with her Skater Boy era.
Oh, yes.
Like.
That was probably one of the best.
I'm trying to think, like, if, what the jump between her albums was for, like, time periods. Because Under My Skin was done, when do you think?
2004.
It was 2004.
Oh, I was right.
But if she was switched in 2003.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense because she wasn't even popular before her first album, really.
That's true.
Like, she had Let Go, which was sort of like almost, I would call it an EP, sort
mm-hmm.
of. It still had 13 songs, but that was 2002.
Yeah.
But there's no change in, because that was a Skater Boy album. And so there wasn't that big of a change between her there and her in the Under My Skin album.
Yeah.
Other than she did wear a black tutu. But that was also part of the,
that's part of, like, the goth grunge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, like, it makes sense. That's, like, a costume change almost.
Yeah.
Because she wasn't wearing all this stuff, like, out in public. She was obviously wearing it, like, in the albums, in the videos, like,
yeah,
that kind of stuff. Because, like, she's actually not that much older than us, I don't believe.
How old is she?
Like,
because I'm only 20.
I'm 22, and I believe that Avril Lavigne is, like, maybe late 20s, maybe early 30s.
Hmm.
Let's see. She's 35. That's not a, that's 10-year difference.
Okay. That's a 15-year difference for me.
Yeah. It's, like, a little bit more. It's a 13-year difference for me. Just to debunk the clothing.
Yeah.
Like, I debunked the voice. I debunked the clothing. Like, what else is there?
Let me see.
It was those two, and
there was that. I think that's maybe it.
I feel like I can debunk that.
Yeah.
Just from, I'm horrible at science. I said that last week.
Yeah.
I'm horrible at science because I haven't done science since grade 10. But, like, that's just, it's normal.
Yeah.
But maybe, like...
People change, you know?
People change, and just because you don't like the change doesn't mean you make a conspiracy that they died and someone randomly took their place.
Exactly.
But...
Leave Avril Lavigne alone.
Leave her alone, people. She's just trying to live her life.
Exactly. Let her live a little.
Except, yeah, we do avoid that Hello Kitty era.
Oh, yeah. No, we don't talk about that.
That...
Nope.
Didn't she, like...
I don't know
what... Wasn't that for, like, a K-pop group, too?
Might have been. I don't remember.
There's so many groups, or, like, singers that are, like, joining with K-pop groups, and I'm just like...
I know.
There's always a Hello Kitty somewhere.
Always. I don't know. Fans of K-pop, why is Hello Kitty everywhere?
Yes, please let us know, because we are so curious about this Hello Kitty phenomenon.
Let us know in the comments, like, but only if you give us 5 stars.
Yes, Hello Kitty was cute. Also, there was a TV show of Hello Kitty.
There was. I do remember that.
I did not watch it. I never knew about it until later on when there were, like, memes of it.
I feel like I only watched, like, 1 or 2 episodes, and then I was like, not for me.
I found out about the Hello Kitty TV show when I found out about Peppa Pig. Like, I was a kid
Peppa
who,
Pig.
You know what was my, like, go-to, like, really stupid childhood, like, cartoon?
Which one?
Max and Ruby.
I loved Max and Ruby! Oh my gosh!
Every time I bring up Max and Ruby to my mom, she said, like, you don't mention it.
Because, why? I loved Max and Ruby!
Did you hear about the... That's... Oh, okay. So I thought we were going to say that Avril Lavigne was the last conspiracy. I got a Max and Ruby.
I think
Ruby
I know which one you're
going to
talk about.
You.
I
and
think I know
celebrity
which one this is.
Because this... Max and Ruby are celebrities.
Very true.
Well, it's pop culture.
Yeah.
But Max and Ruby's parents don't show up.
No, they don't.
At all.
For
and
those
so...
of you who don't know.
Oh, Max what and Max and Ruby is?
Yeah.
It's a childhood cartoon of 2 rabbits.
They live alone.
And, like, I
they're
I think,
kids.
I don't know if, like, all the characters are rabbits. I haven't seen it in a really long time.
I think they are.
But it's just, it's, like, Ruby is the older sister, and Max is this stubborn little kid that doesn't talk. Like, he reminds me of Caillou.
Okay, but Caillou was a little shit.
And Caillou on Wikipedia apparently is, like, 7 feet tall, so.
Are you serious?
I'm going to look that up later.
Oh, my God.
But yeah. Like, with Max and Ruby, it was, like, this kid, and he kept doing stupid things, and he was just, he hated his sister, so he kept doing these things, and Ruby would just have to fix the mess, and Ruby just always was so mad.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it was, like, me being, like, super frustrated with something. I'm just, like, I at least don't have Ruby's life.
That's true.
Like, it was one of those things. But their parents are never there. And the whole time you're like, why?
Yep. Like, and they have a grandma. Like, the grandma shows up a lot.
Yeah. Why does Ruby have to fix the mess? Where are the parents?
Mm-hmm.
Like, where's CFS in Max and Ruby's world?
Rabbit CFS.
Yes.
Come get you, kids.
But there was a huge conspiracy going around a few years ago. And it was all about how Max and Ruby's parents died.
Oh, yeah. Didn't they? Wasn't it like they died in a car crash? But Max and Ruby were in the car. And that's why Max won't talk. And that's why he always plays with, like, the fire truck.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I'm looking it up right now. Because, yeah. Guys, you need to know about this conspiracy.
It's, yeah. I love that it's a BuzzFeed article.
I know. We're going to BuzzFeed, guys.
BuzzFeed is very trustworthy.
But they give step by step to the answer as to why you don't see the parents.
Mm-hmm.
So many think the parents are dead and that this urn proves it. There's an urn on the fireplace.
I'm just going to peek.
It's a flowery urn.
That does look suspiciously like an urn.
And it's literally a photo that someone posted on Pinterest of a scene from the episode with a circle around this urn.
And there's 2 pictures of, like, adult rat. Well, you can't see.
Yeah, there's
the
2
faces.
Adult rabbit photos with no faces on either side of this urn. Okay.
Suspicious.
So one. Okay, number 2. If they are dead, how did they die? Possibly by wolf attack. Okay, we're going rabid on this.
Okay. Interesting.
There's childhood drawings. This is horrible.
Oh my god.
If there was a wolf attack, though, it would lend a hauntingly dark subtext to the episode where the siblings play-acted Little Red Riding Hood.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, no.
We're going down a rabbit hole here.
Get it? Rabbit hole?
I'm so funny. I didn't mean to be that funny, but I am funny. Another theory posits the killer was much closer to home. It was Max.
Oh, my God.
They believe that Max killed the parents.
How? He's like 5.
Well, okay, but look up Max and Ruby and look at his face. He is just so suspicious and so just.
He might be a little sociopath.
A little baby psychopath. He's a psychopath.
Maybe he's both.
What if the reason why Max and Ruby don't have parents is because Max killed them?
Oh my God.
I love these memes. It's just as possible that Ruby did it. She had a motive to. Ruby had a motive? What motive would Ruby have had?
I don't know. Please tell me.
So she could have more control over Max. Okay.
Wow.
If you watch the show, you know that she doesn't want any of this control. She is sick of this.
She is, well, I mean, like.
She is sick of his BS.
I would be too, honestly.
He's just a little, like, he's a little shit.
Come on.
These armchair psychologists go all in on the Ruby as killer theory, saying Ruby did it in some sort of OCD rage.
Oh my God. yikes.
She's a control freak. She probably killed him in some sort of OCD rage. They also make a strong case that Grandma did it so she could have Max and Ruby all to herself.
Ooh, interesting. That I feel like that one's more likely than Ruby.
Yeah.
Doing it.
But I mean, like, I still believe Max did it.
especially
with his little fire truck.
Oh my God, I know. I can see which one you're about to read, and it's freaking hilarious.
Oh, another one is that the parents killed themselves.
I'm going to read this tweet word for word. I have a theory for why Max and Ruby have no parents. They killed themselves because Max is such a little shit and Ruby is so fucking annoying. Oh, no.
And that's verbatim.
Yeah, that's verbatim.
Thank you, Kylie Herbert, for this tweet.
Oh,
my
God.
That just made our day.
Hilarious.
The parents are dead theory may not be dreamed up under the influence. It's an apocalyptic world and the parents are dead. Everything makes sense that way. But then there's the tragic interpretation falsely attributed to the show's producers, which has made its way around the net. So this is from, them. 12 years after it first aired, the producers of Max and Ruby have finally announced the physiological aspect behind it. The reason why there are no parents is because they died in a car accident on their way to pick up Ruby from the Bunny Scouts. Max was in the car at the time and survived, but suffers from serious brain injuries. Hence the reason why he always messes up in the show and Ruby is the mother figure and has to look after him and fix the problems. Max is mute because their grandmother molested him at a young age.
Oh, that took a turn.
Okay, I'm just reading this word for word. I'm not reading ahead, so this is pure, right now response.
That took a turn. I don't like that.
And he is so traumatized that he created Super Bunny as an imaginary hero to somehow save him from his life.
Oh.
He plays with ambulance and police cars because he remembers those vehicles during the accident.
Max!
Okay.
Baby.
I can't call you a little shit now.
No.
Not everyone thinks the parents are dead, though. Some point to the family portrait on the wall is proof. There's so many different things. The parents had substance abuse issues, that it's a soap opera, and Ruby is actually Max's mother. And, this is a conspiracy upon conspiracy.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Of cartoon characters.
Well, we are way over time.
We uncovered a lot this episode.
We really did. We went from Lady Gaga to Max and Ruby
to Katy Perry and JonBenet Ramsey and Avril Lavigne.
Of course, Avril Lavigne.
But yeah, this ends our time for this week.
Oh my
goodness. This was really fun.
This was really fun. I enjoyed this one.
Let us know in, like, give us 5 stars.
Please do.
And let us know what your favorite celebrity conspiracy is. Whether one that we touched on that you thought was hilarious or you actually believe in it. Or maybe it's something that we didn't even touch on that we didn't see.
Yeah.
Let us know. Because we really want to know about these things.
Yeah, even if it's just something that happens in pop culture.
Yeah.
Like, whatever, we're open to it.
Yeah.
We love it.
Hit us up, give us some conspiracies to talk about, and it'll be great.
Yeah, just remember, please give us 5 stars.
Yes.
Only 5 stars.
We will see the comments if you have the 5 stars.
Exactly. If not, we delete them.
We don't delete them.
No, I'm sorry, we don't do that.
We just don't look at them.
Yeah, exactly.
So please,
our brains delete them.
Please rate us 5 stars on whatever you're listening to this on. And yeah, can't wait to see you again next week.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.